Mobile.
Several times this year. I know we got two trips planned.
two other trips, and you're going to try to work your camping in those.
Now I got two camping trips planned.
No, you decided that yet?
One of them I got reservations over by Darlington because we're going to go to the race. And then another one around 4th of July, we just got down on Hartwell down in Anderson because that way I can bring the grandkids over one by one.
I keep telling my wife I'd like to go up to, south side of Gatlinburg, Cades Cove. Told her I'd love to go to Cades Cove and tent camp this year because you get out there, you don't have any cell phone service, it's just quiet, you know, generally it's quiet out there, so I think we're going to try to at least go there once this year and then maybe somewhere else.
Radio service, right?
I don't know, I haven't actually been up there, we haven't been to Cades Cove probably about, maybe, it's probably been 4 or 5 years, if not longer than that. And, I didn't have my license then, but when I go this next time, I'm going to try out a couple things. You know, maybe get on HF and, do the APRS beacon on, using that JSA call, or I may just try normal APRS and see if it'll get picked up, I don't know. And then I actually think Cades Cove is considered inside the Smoky Mountain National Park. So you can actually activate it from there.
Yeah.
I can do a photo activation while I'm there.
I'll try to make contact with you. My closest port for contact has been Paris Mountain.
I want to try to go to Kings Mountain again this year. My wife hasn't gotten to go and do the tour at the National Monument and go up and see the huge obelisk they have for the monument. That thing's pretty cool.
And so, you know, on my my radio, it says that I need a mini DIN 6-pin to a speaker jack. Or my computer only has the one input, it looks like, for the mic and for the headset. So if I had the one that goes from a speaker to two female speakers, could I use that?
Good. I don't think you would have any issues. You know, either way you go, you still got to adjust the mic input and output and stuff like that. I'm trying to think. I don't know if that will be better or the same as or worse than those USB sound cards that I sent you on Amazon, because you can get those really cheap as well. But then it'll have just a actual microphone and speaker output, and then you get a USB connection. So, I think it'd go either way. You just have to have the splitter and you bring it into one. You just have to figure out, and I'm sure it'll either be mono, stereo, who knows, I don't know. But I think it would be the same thing. I don't think it'd be much different. No matter what you do at the end of the day, you've got to adjust your speaker settings so you don't overdrive the radio, and then the microphone settings will be so the software can hear the radio.
And I gotta think how many USB ports I have on that thing. But see, I think I got two extras.
You go at the end of the day, if you can find the little the Y splitter into a single, would it be two female into the male audio jack, you'd probably find that way. Or if you end up using the USB sound card, I think either way you go, you'll be fine.
That 2-to-1 splitter, because I got it so that I could put it onto my HF in case the grandkids wanted to listen. It's a lot easier to listen on the headset than it is through the, just the speaker.
I'll order it and find out. If it doesn't work with your current setup, then, like I said, you just go on Amazon. They're $15-$20 for the little USB sound card. I mean, they're not a whole lot. That's the nice thing about them. And and you can just, if one doesn't work, you just move to the other one.
Cable, because I mean, I still need the cable to the sound card, so I mean, this, I can get the cable to the sound card, and then if that don't work, then get, or cable to the computer. And if that don't work, then get the cable to the sound, get the sound card, right?
No, it comes with the connection to the radio, and that, does that split out? I can't remember how it looks. How does it end up connecting to the computer? Is it USB, and then it has the audio connections, or what were the connections you have to actually plug to the computer?
And that I could do it with, I think it's a 6-pin mini DIN connector, a little round one that goes in the back of the radio, and then it comes out to two audio jacks. And he says that'll get it hooked up.
Mini DIN is basically the audio that's going to feed in and out of the radio to the computer. So do you have to use Vox? Are you have to set it up to listen to the Vox, and that keys up the radio?
I hadn't even investigated. I just saw the video that said you could hook up a 450D to do digital modes with this cable as all that you needed. So that's about the extent of my exploring.
So if the only connections that are coming off of the radio after you plug that cable in are a speaker port and a microphone, or a speaker jack and a microphone jack, you would have to drive the radio using Vox. That way, when it hears the signal coming out of the computer, it'll key the radio up. So that would be the only way it would know, because you don't have any cat control or anything over the radio.
Into that much detail, but would the whatever program you're using, would not do it?
So, by the way, my radio is set up, the 7300, it hooks up USB to the computer, and that gives it two functions. One is to send the audio data back and forth, and the second function is cat control. So the program or software can key the radio up. So it tells the radio when to key and when to unkey, you know, when to start transmitting and when to stop. But if you don't have cat control, then you just use Vox, or, you know, like mine, you can hit a button on the radio and it'll start transmitting, and then you can hit it to stop it. So either one of those are fine. But I think if it's just the sound, you know, speaker and microphone, it would just use a Vox. So once it hears, you know, sound coming across, it would key the radio up and start transmitting.
Elliot Learning Curve, KN4 TFW.
That bad? No, honestly, I think if you got the cable, probably wouldn't take you. You know, as long as you knew how to enable the Vox, setting the software up, take you a couple minutes. Like I said, I'd be glad to come over and help you out and get it set up. I guarantee it probably will take you more than 30 minutes to get up and running.
I would be assuming that I know what Vox means.
I don't ever use it, but, you know, Vox is just where, and, you know, a lot of radios have it, or you can just enable it to hold the mic up, or if it hears sound, it'll key the radio up. It's listening for, you know, audio, and when it hears it, it'll key the radio up automatically and transmit. I guess more people probably use them with, like, boom mics or, you know, some type of headphone with a microphone assembly, because, you know, if you don't have a pedal or some way to key the radio, then you would have to use Vox to get it to key up on its own.
It says that on my radio. I'll have to look at it again. I mean, there's so many things that I haven't used on this radio.
KO4HX. Got KO4CEF. Yeah, Ken, I think it'd be safe to say, I bet you got a Vox on the radio.
Good morning, Patrick. Sounds like you're on the road.
I am.
They be serviced.
I'm heading that way.
Good morning. Sorry you didn't get to sleep in, though.
Days to do that, I guess. But you know what, it is what it is.
thinking, man, I get to sleep in tomorrow, and I realize that we're going backpacking, so I got to get up early Saturday morning and get to the church and collect all the boys and head to Crowder's Mountain.
Yeah, that sleeping in's just overrated.
But everybody's entitled to their opinion, right?
Rise out of KN4 GFW.
I had a little after 9 last night. I know I laid down at 9, and, you know, the wife was talking, and, she doesn't realize what bedtime means. And so she's trying to talk and everything else. I'm like, all right, I'm going to sleep. So it was sometime after 9 when I finally went to sleep, and I still woke up this morning. I didn't want to get up at 5 a.m.
It was about 10 last night, and no alarm clock, nothing, just got up.
Can't do that. We'll just get out of this truck and head on into the gate and go on inside, as much as I don't really want to, but might as well get the day going and get it over with.
How did the plant go yesterday?
I'll be honest, it didn't go good. I didn't jog, you know, not in the shape for that, but I was walking in yesterday and I ended up, my ankle turned. And I fell yesterday. I skin up my knee. I never did tear my pants, which is good. And I ended up falling over. I tried to catch myself. Skipped my hand up a little bit. Got some rug burn on my elbow and on my knee from where I fell. Like I said, it didn't tear my pants or my jacket, so they both gave me rug burns. And it was a fun day. But, you know, then my coffee cup skidded across the ground, so I checked it first.
It's the important stuff, right?
That was your sign that you needed to go back home.
That's definitely that. I wish I could have went back home, but it was my late day yesterday, so I had to tough it out. And my coffee cup was good. That was the main thing there. And, you know, like I said, I made it. Got a few little scrapes and, like I said, a little rope burns, but it'd be all right.
For a duplicate today, make sure you make it in without getting hurt.
I'll be honest, I don't think in the 23 years I've been here, I don't remember ever falling in the parking lot. You know, I've kind of tripped off a curb before, but I don't think I've ever actually fallen. And this one, I mean, I went all the way to the ground, and some guy come running over checking on me, and, I'm telling him I was all right. But, yeah, it didn't feel good. Hurt my pride a little bit, and other than that, I was all right.
You know, it happens when we get older.
Yeah, but she's glad I didn't break nothing.
It reminded me of a little story I heard that when you're young and you fall down, people standing around will laugh at you. But when you get old and fall down, they'll come running to pick you up and then be sure you're not hurt. So, I'm old, so when I fall down, they come running to see if I'm hurt. Y'all carry on. I'm drinking my coffee. KF4NXY, David. Have a good morning.
I'm getting to that point slowly because, I didn't hear anybody laughing, but somebody definitely came over and helped me out. So, well, gentlemen, I'm going to get on off here. I'm gonna make my way on in the plant. So, y'all have a good one. Be safe out there on the road this morning. David, enjoy that cup of coffee, and hopefully we'll holler at y'all in the morning another time, maybe Monday morning, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final, 7-3.
Andrew, don't go for the repeat. KO4HCAT, have a good day.
7-3, Andrew. You have an awesome Friday. We'll catch you later. Good morning, David. Good to hear you.
And, Andrew, have a good day.
Exciting day planned?
Something I ain't done too much. I said I just did something that I don't do that often, and that's pass another car on the interstate. Eden. 60. Get back and enjoy the ride, but he was going slower than I was.
We got one eye open this morning.
Like me, got an hour to make it 10 more miles. Take him to service that generator.
Take him a couple hours, but it shouldn't take too long.
warranty thing to get them to do it, or is it not something you could do?
Probably something I could do, but I don't have the tools or the place to do it right at the moment. Mine are put away, so it's just easier to let him do it, and he knows exactly what he's doing on this. That's what he does. And we're doing not just a oil filter change, and that stuff we're going into the engine and adjusting the valves, into the generator, whatever it needs. This is a big service.
It sounds like we need to get over to the 285.
So, QSY 285, KO4HK.
KN4TFW, QSY.